Welcome to the Public Health Networker. I'm your host, Dr. April Moreno, and today we're talking about health equity, research, and adolescent health. And we have our special guest today, Dr. Rena P. Dixon, the Director of Community Investment and Impact at Fact Forward. We hope you enjoy this episode as we discuss adolescent health, sexual and reproductive health, and diversity, and the event that they have taking place this year. To learn more about us, visit publichealthpodcasters.com. We hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Public Health Networker. Today, we have the privilege of speaking with Dr. Rena P. Dixon, Director of Community Investment and Impact at Fact Forward. Welcome, Dr. Dixon.
Thank you for having me, April.
Thank you. So we're really excited to talk to you today. We're familiar here in the network about Fact Forward, the Summer Institute. We've spoken recently with Meredith about the Institute, and we partnered last year as well. But we wanted to get to know more about you and a little bit more about reproductive health today. And that's what we'll be talking about in this episode. So could you tell us a little bit more about you and how you became involved in public health? Tell us about your story, your MPH journey.
Fun fact about Dr. Rena, I originally wanted to go into sports medicine, and I got to undergrad, and they did away with the sports medicine program, and all of us were in public health as like pre-sports medicine. And I stuck around and was like, I kind of like these classes. This is fun. Physical therapy wasn't jiving with me. Organic chemistry was not my thing. So I really took to the public health coursework. And through that, internships and classes, I really started to see a need of public health professionals who look like me, who work in communities that I call home. And that kind of inspired me. And I stuck with public health, went on to get my MPH in public health, as well as a PhD in community health promotion and health education, because I really have a passion for educating people, helping people understand this crazy world that we live in through a public health lens, and how they can amplify their voices and impact their community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're speaking our language here. We love all of that. We love communities. We love working with leaders who look like us. You know, this is really important. Yes. So thank you for your work, your contributions to public health. Yeah, so tell us about Fact Forward. How did you connect with Fact Forward? And what is the work of Fact Forward as it relates to what you do?
Yeah, so Fact Forward, we are a nonprofit organization based out of Columbia, South Carolina. I started there in 2010, so I've been there quite a while. And we do the work of adolescent reproductive sexual health. And that has changed a lot over the years as the field has amplified, but the solid work that Fact Forward does is still the same. We work with anyone in communities who wants to work with young people around this topic. So that could be school districts, it could be churches, it could be parents, it could be community health centers, state health departments. We have a wide array of partners. And really what we do is we teach professionals how to work with young people around love, sex, and relationships. And we know that that can be a scary topic to broach sometimes, but we really equip parents to have meaningful conversations about love, sex, and relationships with their young people. We help health centers provide quality contraceptive care for the young folks through training and technical assistance. We also help school districts, community organizations implement evidence-based and practice-based approaches to programming so that we can serve communities across North and South Carolina. And we work with professionals across all different states, but our on-the-ground work is really based in North and South Carolina.
So tell us a little bit more about adolescent reproductive health. Maybe we can talk a little bit about what's in the research, what's important that people should know.
So one of the things we do believe in is that young people have a right to learn about their bodies. We believe that young people have a right to evidence-based education. So we're big proponents of comprehensive sex education. That includes abstinence, but it also includes teaching about birth control and teaches about condoms and contraception. So that is a little bit of a struggle in some areas that people want to take a conservative approach, but we feel that young people make better choices when they're equipped with all the answers. And that's the crux of what we do an adolescent sexual reproductive health. We also include young people having access to condoms and contraception. So that means working with healthcare providers to, so that they are able to provide the best quality of care and that young people are educated when going into clinical visits so that they know their rights as young people, as well as being able to access those without a parent or provider if necessary, without a parent if necessary, because we know all young people aren't in a situation where they have supportive parent or trusted guardian. So part of my journey is that I worked at the University of North Carolina Greensboro for a spread. Being a PhD, I always have an academic frame to how I think things, but my lane is really research to practice. So I love taking research and applying that to how people can actually use it in communities. My dissertation research was specifically on Black and Latinx and their attitudes around access and reproductive health care. So I'm really into, I'm tired of the word focus group, I'm tired of the word listening session, but getting that feedback from communities and how do we actually apply that into practice-based approaches, because communities are their best advocate and they know exactly what they need, is really where I stand on research. So I really think that communities must be involved in any research that's done with them so that we can get the best outcomes and that it doesn't stay high level. A lot of times we do great research and it never trickles down to the people who need it most. I've also started to delve into the realm racial equity and justice. I authored a practice paper that did key informer interviews with key folks around the country on how to serve Black and Brown youth in comprehensive sex education. And that research has been really, really important in what the work that we've been doing because we realized that a lot of the programs that we've been using that are evidence-based were not developed for the communities that we're using them in. And we really want to start taking a approach to racial justice and equity, formulating programs that are for the people who need
Thank you. Yeah, you're speaking our language here. We love all of this. This is so important. This is the power of community, the importance of applied research. Why do research if it's not going to benefit people, right? Well, we know why. Yeah, so there's the
Yes.
mill, right? There is the mill
Yes.
on one side, but those of us who work in the real world, we want to make sure that that research is translatable and meaningful, and also whether it's evidence-based, we can define that however we see it, really, you know, what that meaning is, but make sure that it's community-based as well. So yeah, we are definitely speaking the same language. Let's talk about the upcoming Summer Institute. We really are excited to partner with you to get the word out, to connect with youth, to connect with people who work with youth in reproductive and sexual health. Tell us more about Summer Institute and how can people learn more about these topics?
So we are very excited. This is our 30th anniversary at Fact Forward, and this is going to be our 25th Summer Institute. So we are going to be in Charleston, South Carolina, June 11th through 13th. And this is an opportunity for partners to network, gain information and knowledge from other people in the public health field. Our conference is in South Carolina. However, we draw a national audience. So we have great speakers coming from around the country. And we're talking about things surrounding capacity building and how do you implement evidence-based, practice-based approaches with your young people around talking about teen pregnancy prevention, STI prevention, contraception education. All of those things are topics that will be discussed at the Summer Institute. We also have a focus on talking about LGBTQIA and gender expansive youth. So there'll be some sessions around that. And we're also really honing in on intersectionality and how mental health impacts the work that we do. We'll be talking, I'm going to be doing a presentation about racial justice and equity in comprehensive sex ed. So that's on the slate as well. So it's a really great time for professionals doing this work on the ground to get an understanding of how they can take information back to their communities and enhance their programs.
So, how can people learn more about Summer Institute? Where can they connect and learn more?
Yeah, so you can go to www dot, do people still say that? Might be still a thing. Go to factforward.org, and all of our information, as soon as you hit our website, about Summer Institute is there. Early bird registration is still going on right now. You want to get in at that early bird rate. You can find all the information about the agenda, how to register there. You can also follow us on all social media platforms. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook at FatForward.org, and are always providing the most up-to-date information about the conference there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We're really excited about partnering with you this year again, and we wish you a wonderful event this summer. It's wonderful to speak with you today, Dr. Rina.
Thank you very much for having me. I love it. I hope I can come back.